You look so patriotic and cute.
Happy 4th of July, 250 years.
I was going to say, that's a real long time, but it's really nothing. I mean, the Europeans
compared
are like,
to other countries.
No, the Europeans are like, I'm sorry, what? What are y'all doing?
It's like them celebrating their turn 5.
Yeah.
And we're 20,000 years old. It's fine.
We're like, we're not even toddlers next to the, I mean, we're like still infants,
but
right?
Here's the deal. And we talked about it in Super Trackers. If you like, okay, you know what? It's the 250th. We should really plan like a really big Bring America Back promotion. Or like, oh, let's say our current president, not to get political, his whole like Make America Great Again. You know what actually made America great again? The World Cup.
Oh, the foreigners coming to our country and giving us something to do.
Seeing our country through their eyes is what made America great again. It was the exact same America. We just needed some fresh perspective.
I'm going to tell you something. I can't remember how to say it ever. Is it FIFA or FIFA?
Go with it. Fufu. Okay. I don't know.
And I don't know.
And I found out that you have to call it the World Cup. Like if you call it FIFA, it's like saying, calling the Super Bowl NFL.
Oh, you have to call. And people are buying like $1,000 tickets and things.
Are you
seeing that? More than that, but I'm like, wowza.
Like on the Park City's resale where people are like, hey, anybody want my tickets? They're cheap, $1,000 each.
I'm going to put it on the big TV and then I'm going to run out and kick the ball around with my kids so it's interactive and then we're going to call it done.
You look great. You have your flag on. I mean, people aren't seeing you, so they don't know.
I'm flying a flag over here and it ain't patriotic, guys. I was
white.
In bed.
Surrender.
It's the white flag.
Yeah.
I was in bed quite literally about 6 minutes ago. And you know, everyone, I don't sleep in, but it's just been so much recently. And then last night I was like, you know what? I don't have to go to bed early. It's summer. So we had a great family powwow and that was fun. And with the adult kids. And then Kate and I decided to watch the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders start that. And then I slept on the couch, which might explain my hair a little bit. Because Mike and I had gone out to dinner with some good friends and Kate put JB to bed and he was not having it. So she let him get in our bed. Well, I cannot sleep with JB and Mike. I will not. So, too much kicking and snoring and rolling over and snoring, I mean, JB. And so I slept on the couch. And so as Heather's looking at me right now, my hair was curly yesterday. I look like Medusa with no makeup. It's a scary scene, but you know what? I'm here, everybody.
You made it. I would say as an outsider looking in, you have had a full schedule.
Woo! Even for me. Guys, I like a full schedule, but we threw down some big stuff in the Yanoff house the last 10 days. And I'm like,
yeah.
Wow. But yes. Okay. Let's
recap. Yeah.
Let's recap real quick. We had a bridal shower for my
well, before best. That.
What was before that?
Grandma camp.
Oh, yeah.
Which you didn't host. I mean, some people were like, where was my invite when we talked about it? Because we did our live from grandma camp. If y'all don't watch our lives on Instagram.
We didn't host it. We attended.
We attended.
And our Sherry had it. And it was up to Sherry standards. I mean, it was cute and fun. And people had their needle pointing. No.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Needle pointing out.
Needlework. You can call it both.
Okay. FIFA, FIFA, needle point, needle work. I don't know. There was a girl there. She's amazing. Love this girl. She had a needle pointing stand, like a contraption.
Yeah. That's impressive. Like it holds the canvas that you're working on. There's a light. Amazing.
They had Mahjong out. I didn't play, but they had Mahjong out. We made a bauble bar keychain thing, and I put Sidetracked on mine. It was real cute. We should auction that off, actually, now that I think about it. Although it has CY on it, maybe not. Maybe. I was going to auction it off for Super Trackers. We had a really it was a grand time.
Here's why we tell you about it. Not to brag, oh, look, we were invited to this fun event, and you weren't. But I think my heart, and I think it's your heart, too, is to kind of give people ideas of how they have excuses to gather together.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't have to be like overly complicated. She just opened her home. You can say, bring your, I mean, I used to have a needlework group with a bunch of ladies from my church, and you brought whatever, cross stitch, knitting. We all sat in a circle and we would talk and just, I don't know, use it as an excuse to get together.
No, I was just bragging about getting invited, but, no, you raise a good point. Everyone wants to be invited to something. Yeah. And I mean, listen, could we sound more ancient that there was a needle pointing grandma camp? But I will say this, you know who came to that? My kids.
That's true.
I mean, Kate came by and happened to have Brett and one of her friends, and then they sat down at the bubble bar and they made keychains or whatever and hung out and ate all. Brett ate literally every snack Sherry had if it didn't have a carb in it.
It didn't have a carb, yeah.
I mean, just picked out the prosciutto and the salad. It was rude, real rude. But people just want to be invited, included, and have fun. And so I say hats off to Sherry for doing it. But all of us, like, it doesn't have to be fancy. Throw some Trader Joe's snacks out there. Have people bring over their stuff, and it was fun.
Yeah, and if you want, come up with a theme. Like she said, wear a caftan. If you don't have a caftan, don't. But like I went to a book club meeting, and she said, everybody wear blue and white. You've got blue and white. Like you can wear that. You know, it just makes it fun. Have a color theme if you want, whatever. Yeah.
So that was a funny thing.
Here's the funny thing, though, about your kids coming is right after they left, they went to go have lunch with my kid. And Kate had never met him. And apparently – she and Quay got along so well that one of the girls who was there, who was Kate's friend, said, hey, Kate, he has a girlfriend. Okay. Settle down.
No, she texted. The version I got was that she texted Brett or whoever the other person was there and said, hey, why is Kate hitting it off so much with Quaid? And then Quaid later throws out, you know, my girlfriend. And I go, oh, great, Kate, you creeped him out. He had to play the girlfriend card. She goes, I didn't even know. And what, in Kate's defense, that is her personality. She's just engaging, but yeah. Not engaged. That's not.
No, friendly. No. She's friendly. Yeah.
And so anyway, she's laughing. She goes, I didn't even know. I was just chatting him up. And then next thing I know, the other girl's texting Brett. It's like, what's happening here? And then he, poor Quaid, had to throw out his girlfriend card. And Kate's like, I wasn't interested. I was just being friendly. Sorry. So anyway, we got
well, and then Quaid comes home from work that day. And he's like, yeah, I loved meeting the Yanoff kids. They're super great. He said, now who's JB? They kept telling stories about JB. And I was like, that's their brother.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's this JB character? Is that going to be our word of 2026?
It's JB. JB's getting baptized Sunday, and this is kind of funny. I know,
it's
you
a
guys.
Big deal.
I've told y'all that, yeah, he accepted Jesus, and so he's getting baptized this Sunday. Well, it will have been last Sunday when y'all hear this. So two funny things about this. I'm ordering food, and people, you know, we've invited all of our, whoever can, to come by. Come on, Heather, to the service and drop by, and we're going to have lunch, food here and all that. You'll be out of town. But anyway, two things. One of my friends that's hilarious, I'm not going to mention her name, but she's hilarious and the most thoughtful, kind friend that just as always has the right gift. She also has a younger son that's kind of a wild card like JB is. She has older kids like me, and then she has a younger one that she's like, I don't understand what's happening. Everything we did with the first two isn't working. So we laugh about how our third may kill us. And so she texts me and she goes, we're so sad to miss his baptism, but I bought him a little gift. I'm like, well, of course you did, because you're darling. And she goes, I just want to apologize in advance to the dog, to your walls. I got him a Swiss Army knife with his name on it. And I go, wow, okay. And Kate goes, great, he's going to stab us in our sleep. I'm like, Kate, stop that.
Happy baptism.
I'm like, yeah, happy baptism. Here's your knife.
Eternity is secured, and here you go.
And good thing that it's secured for the rest of the family. But anyway, and then Brett's like, I really want to get him a James Avery cross necklace. And I was like, listen, which is so sweet. He's like, no, I really want to with my money. Like, Brett's working. He's like, that's important to me. I'm like, can you just get him the Amazon version? I don't think we're at a point where we can keep up with that yet. We can't take the pressure of the James Avery. The James Avery necklace is like, you've arrived.
I got one for price, and the amount of times I've had to go back and like either get a different chain because it broke, or I think one time at the cross, he had to take it off for sports. And so it fell out of his lap or something, and he ran over it. So cross was like all smushed, but they fixed it. The good thing about James Avery is if you don't physically lose it,
They'll fix it.
They'll fix it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, like if you're going to be a hostile driver, please don't put the cross or the fish on your car, right? No. Or, you know, Jesus loves you and then you're like ripping between lanes and throwing your finger. No. Like, right? I feel that JB should, he's not at an age yet where he should be representing the cross.
Like representing Jesus. I don't think we're there yet. Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But here's something kind of cool.
In the, process. So, just have like an in process shirt or like there's got to be some symbol. Like, here's the deal.
Got it.
The reason he's acting the way he does, he needs Jesus. We all do. Like, acting perfect says, I don't need Jesus.
True.
I'm good on my own. Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I like that God at work. Maybe G-A-W, like, gah. That's what, whenever he does something, I'm just going to start saying, gah. And that's like God at work. Yeah. But anyway, yes, he's getting baptized. We're super excited about that coming up. And there's something else I was going to tell you about it, and I already forgot. So there we are. That's what happens when you get out of bed 5 minutes before them. But yeah, that's coming up this weekend. Oh, I know I was going to tell you. The pastor of our church that, you know, I know him pretty well because I speak some there. And
humble brag. Anyway, Humble brag.
Because, you know, all the things. Because I love it so much and all. So he has been doing this awesome sermon series on name changes in the Bible and places where God changed someone's name. And it's been the most incredible series. And I would just tell you, like, go to Bent Tree Bible and you can go back in the sermon archive and listen to them if you want to. They have been incredible. But the one that he's preaching on this Sunday when JB gets baptized, the name change that he's talking about is Joshua. Now, Joshua is JB's name, right? Joshua Bow. That's what his name was when he came to us at 2 months old. Joshua, as we know, if maybe you don't know, means God saves. And the pastor, I kind of pieced it together because when I met with him, you know, weeks ago when I was speaking, I remember him saying that. And I text him later. I'm like, are you preaching on Joshua this week? He's like, yeah. I'm like, did you know that our son is getting baptized this week and his name is Joshua? And it's this, it's been this reminder for me as we're going through summer and there's still all the hard things that we deal with educationally and otherwise with our sweet guy. And I'm reminded over and over again that his teenage mom named him God Saves and had no idea what that meant. But that was prophetic for me and Mike. And the pastor said, would you mind if I tell a little bit of JB's story Sunday in the sermon? And I was like, of course not. So he sent me the script and I got to kind of look at it and approve it. But the gist being that, yeah, the gist being that, man, God saved that kiddo from what could have been when he was 2 months old. And now he's saved him eternally. And the way the pastor worded it was so beautiful, basically saying that God saved him physically when he was 2 months old and gave him an earthly family. And God has saved him spiritually now and given him a heavenly family. And I thought, once again, is there anything else we need to know? Yes, that's specific to JB, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is in the process of saving us all physically and eternally. And wow, what a reminder for the Yanoff family. So we're really excited about the baptism and that JB's going to get a shout out in the sermon.
I mean, I have goosebumps. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, me too.
That's so unbelievable. I wish I was going to be there. I'm so sad.
Me too. Must be nice to be going to Florida for vacation. I'm just over here trying to raise some people up to know the Lord, and you're off gallivanting.
It's fine.
Again.
It's fine. Yeah.
It's fine, everybody. I'm fine.
Oh, at least my kids are going with me. I remember when I went to Park City and we left them.
We remember, Heather.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I forgot to tell the story.
Oh, what happened?
One day I sent a text to Price and I was like, hey, how are things going? And he said, good, no possum fights today. And I was like, what are we talking about? Come again?
Who's fighting? What?
Who's fighting? What? And he goes, oh, did I not send the video? And I was like, no, didn't see a video. Apparently, there was a straight up possum in our backyard and it was playing dead in the grass. And Charlie went up to
possum.
It was playing possum. And Charlie went up to it and he and the possum were chasing each other.
The possum didn't know Charlie's history at the vet and that he might be taken. He might be taken advantage of. Like, possum should not be playing dead with that dog's habits.
You don't know what could happen, how things could go south, if you know what I mean. But I'm watching this and they're cheering Charlie on. They're like, get him, get him. And I'm thinking, rabies.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Charlie's going to get hurt. I'm out of town. What are you people doing? They're having their own UFC situation
with
in
the possum.
Backyard with the possum and Charlie. I'm like, oh, this is the stuff. Y'all, I cannot leave town. I don't know why.
That's what you get with four boys. Because a girl steps in and is like, you guys, what about this kid? What the dog gets hurt or what? You know, the boys are like, let's go.
Yeah. Get him. Oh, you, and he's they're like, he sounds like a demon. The possum was like, I don't know.
But the possum didn't get humped, right? It's not
no humping involved in the fight. There was no actual contact made. But I don't know. I guess I'll have to post that video because y'all, it's – I may have to edit it. I think there was cussing in the background. I don't know. It was.
Who's cussing? The possum? Over here. Your kids?
I think the boys. I think so. I think they were like in shock at some of the things that happened. So okay, I don't know, well, y'all. It's just Wild West. Wild West summer. Is that my – remember when you said we're supposed to have moments that we – what was it you said? Summer series, your favorite summer moments?
Is that your favorite summer moment?
No.
No, that was not it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were going to have a segment, favorite summer moment.
Yeah. Yeah. But you, okay. So wait, we haven't even gotten to the biggest part of your
Can
weekend.
I go back before we get there? Because I reference it just real quickly. And this might be favorite summer moment. I hosted, after grandma camp, I hosted a shower.
Yes.
For my bestie, Brandy's daughter, Reagan, Kate's best friend, is getting married, and Kate's the maid of honor and all that.
And Quade's boss is daughter.
Is the husband. Yeah. So it's all,
we're all connected.
Yes. And so it was so fun. My friend, shout out Danielle, did the most beautiful flowers you've ever seen. And it was such a sweet shower and all the grandmas were there and all of the things. And the grandmas all gave sentimental gifts. And one of the grandmas, and they wouldn't mind me telling the story. I don't know, the grandma might, but the rest of the family wouldn't. And she goes through this whole thing and it was a sweet and sentimental thing, but it ends hilarious. She has a clock. It's a vintage clock. And Reagan, the bride, opens it. It's like, oh, Nana. And she's like, we're going to set it to the exact time that you say yes and that it's official that you're married. But it's not a clock. And so she reads this long sheet. It's not a clock that's to have batteries or to be set. This is to remind you that time doesn't move forward and it doesn't move back and that it's blah. And she goes to this thing and she reads this long thing and it's this moment. And it'll stay on your nightstand and la la. And then at the end, she's like, Nana, that is so meaningful. That is so kind. And I've just never heard of that. She goes, oh, you know, I just found it on Instagram.
Chad told me, what should I get my granddaughter for her?
Totally. I was like dead. We had this whole moment. And then another grandma gave something that was kind of very sweet, but you know how grandparents sometimes don't, like they don't PC certain words, you know what I mean? And so they say something and you're like, oh, like we don't say that anymore.
Yeah.
And so like an oriental rug or whatever, certain things, you know, like we're just like,
we don't really say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those moments and it's just kind of funny because we all just laughed and looked at each other. We're like, they're in their 80s. You know, life is what life is. But anyway, it was beautiful. It was such a privilege to be able to do it for her. So that was the next. So grandma camp, shower, and then adult field trip, Heather.
I know, but let's go back to one idea that I told Brandy about is, so have you seen where you can invite your grandmas to be flower girls at your kid's wedding?
What?
Isn't that so fun? Like Nana, I'm picturing Dorothy, I'm picturing Nana. They're throwing the flowers before Kate walks down. I mean, how fun is that?
Oh, Dorothy, I'm trying to understand. Is she wearing white patent shoes and a little frilly dress? Like what's happening? Is she in tights? What are we doing?
I don't know. I think the outfit is optional, but I just think the
idea. No, an outfit is not optional.
No, like what you wear is optional. But I think that it's a sweet idea. I saw it on the Instagram.
Nude pantyhose, easy soft shoes. What are the comfortable, the Clarks? What are the grandmas wear?
Definitely needs a little basket with a ribbon on it. You know, 80s throwback.
The walker and they're trying to
walker. Yes.
They put it in the front basket of their walker. Yes. My mom doesn't walk her, but yeah. Or I'm just trying to visualize like, and when they come down, like you better not have an outdoor ceremony because they're going to bust it over a rock or something. Like we've got to be on a steady surface with our basket, wearing our comfortable, easy, soft shoes. Yeah. Hey, hey, everyone, Heather, and I don't want to say this too strongly because you don't have this, but everyone needs a firstborn daughter, because firstborn daughter came home from college and we were talking about what to eat because, you know, Brett only eats meat and we don't want to eat meat all summer, just meat. And so I showed Kate prep dish and Kate has taken it to town. Let me see, read you the text. She literally, I'm not making this up, y'all. She just sent me this week, the three dishes she wants to try, the Korean beef bowls, the shrimp avocado wraps, and barbecue chicken with kala mash. And she gets them from meal prep. She finds the low carb option. But last week we had this kala mash, cauliflower, like mashed
potatoes. It's like a mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Heather. I was like, is this going to be like the chickpea noodles we all tried? No, the zucchini noodles we all tried one time for spaghetti. And they're so disgusting. It was the best. It was the best thing. Like, I almost would say it's mashed potatoes, the kala mash. So I tell you all this is in that the Ganoffs are meal prepping this summer. We are using the recipes. They are so good. They are healthy. They are different and they are easy. So I just want to share that again, so testimonial.
I mean, I know every time y'all listen to us, we talk about prep dish, but if you haven't figured it out, basically on the Friday before that next week, you get four full meal plan options. You can choose carb-free, what is it, low-carb or?
Paleo, low-carb.
Paleo. There's
super fast.
Super fast. Anyway, you choose one of them. It's a PDF. It's got the list of the meals, but then also your grocery list, and you can Instacart it if you want. It has how to prep it in one day if you don't want to make everything the night of. Anyway, simplifies your life, and it sounds like if you have an oldest daughter, just hand her the PDF.
Hand her. I mean, yeah, let her. But y'all, it's been so good and good food and everyone will eat them. Okay, stand down. JB won't, because JB won't eat anything. But everyone else loves it, eats it. It's good. It's healthy. And it makes grocery shopping so much more affordable because you're not just buying all the rando stuff. So anyway, I love it. Check it out.
So if you want to try it out 2 weeks for free, go to prepdish.com/sidetracked, past tense. prepdish.com/sidetracked. You can try it out for free for 2 weeks. Okay, so let's get to grown-up field trip day. Oh, you also had Father's Day in there and you were hosting.
Oh, there's Father's Day.
I'm tired for you.
I'm so tired. Yeah.
So we arrived to grown-up field trip day and I pull up and I, in my mind, thought you had rented a big coach bus and had a driver. I don't know why I thought that.
I think you thought that because that was the plan, but the budget precluded any sort of big driver situation. I even looked at the prom vans or buses, you know, that everybody takes to prom with the driver. Budget precluded. So what happened? What we ended up doing, something different.
So we got two Sprinter vans. They were Mercedes, which is very slinky.
How I roll, people. It's how I roll.
And Cynthia driving. Tracy driving one too. And y'all, here's the story, Morning Glory. If you don't understand how far Cynthia and I actually live from each other, I left 45 minutes before I needed to be at her house because I knew traffic-wise. So I left at 7:30 a.m. We were passing where I live in Dallas at 9 a.m. So that's
backtracking
an hour and a half of like, it's a lot of driving, like, and you still were just getting to downtown Dallas. I mean, in traffic, you drove, it was hard. I'm just gonna say I was very impressed that you did that.
You guys, thank you. I was a boss behind the wheel of the passenger van. Like, there's no touching me. I was my best.
Yeah, well, okay, no touching. Although you were getting braggy and we hadn't left Waco yet. And I said, okay, let's hold off on the, like, let's, the pride cometh before a fall. And I don't, we still have to drive home to Dallas in traffic. So
I
did it. Great.
I came off all confident, except when I woke up that morning and it was raining. And y'all, I-35 is the road you take between Dallas and Waco. And no good thing happens on I-35. It's the worst highway ever. And I woke up and I'm like, no, it's raining. And so, but it cleared out before we went. And so when I rented these vans, these ginormous vans, you know, they have the big like AC unit on top of them, you guys. Now, if you've read my book or probably ever heard me anywhere, you recall what happened to me in the parking garage when I knocked the top off my SUV because of clearance. Now, who thought it was a good idea to give me a Sprinter van when we know there's going to be clearance issues? And I have a long-standing habit of driving through drive-thrus for drinks every day. Nothing happened, but there was every propensity for this to go bad. But I needed a second driver. And so you have to think, who are my friends that are really good drivers that are also my friends that are like, I'll do it. I'm in.
Yeah, who's willing.
And lives close because we had to go pick up van. So our Tracy drove the other one. We go pick it up, you guys, the van. And we look at him and Tracy's eyes are like saucer. She's like, holy cow. I'm like, we're fine, Trace. We got this. And so we do all the stuff. And y'all, as only a Yanoff can, the insurance I give him is the deck page is expired insurance. Oh, sorry. So I have to get that. I give him my business credit card. It gets declined. I'm like, this is good stuff. You know, they're like, we're giving this lady the van. Then I pop a curve right when we pull out. But Tracy gets a mile away and she calls me. She's like, do you have a rear view mirror? I was like, yes. She goes, I don't. I'm like, what? She goes, also the lights are on saying there's low tire pressure in the front two tires.
Oh no.
We go back to the place. They basically are like, oh yeah, they wanted to leave. It's time to go. Sometimes they don't come in with rear view mirrors. Like
what?
Like Mercedes sometimes just skips out on the rear view mirror. And then the air pressure. Well, can you just take it a discount tire? I'm sorry. What? So then they're like, well, they get a compressor. They can't make it work. So that's on us. And Tracy's like, Cynthia, it smells like smoke. It smells horrible. They give us some half-filled bomb to bomb it. It was not a great experience on the one van. The other one was fine. We got our money back, everyone. Later, I complained. I sent an email, very nice. Wow. But I'm like, hey, telling us to get a discount tire, that there's no rearview mirror, and it smells like smoke, just bomb it. That's not really my job. They gave us the money back. So it all started with that.
Do I get my money back?
Yeah, no. It's held over for the next one is what I was told. And I had to fill it up with diesel at the end. Guys, I don't know where you get diesel. Apparently everywhere. But I was like, is there a diesel dealership? Is there a diesel station? I don't know.
Yeah. No, that was the most impressive part to me. And then you got us tours.
And we had little bags. Tell them about the bags.
Oh, the bags. I took pictures of the bags. And JB helped with little fans in there and snacks. And you had coolers full of drinks. And I'm telling you all these details in case y'all want to do this. Because obviously, not everybody can come down to Dallas. And who knows I know you said this is number one, but I'm curious if you feel like you're going to do it again. You can answer that in a minute. But we had bags and then we had tours. Half the group went to a tour of the Waco, like Magnolia area. What do you call that?
The silos.
The silos, yeah. And then half of us went to the castle that Chip and Joe renovated, which I thought was fascinating just to consider. This castle was built like a long time ago. And how do you update it for a modern family? Like when the kitchen's in the basement. We're like,
this is so old. Again, the Europeans are like, okay, it was built like 9 years ago, basically.
No bathroom. There were no bathrooms in the original castle. The husband and the wife had separate quarters. Like the kitchen was in the basement. So yeah, there's a lot you have to change.
Chip and Joanna killed it. That castle tour was amazing.
But we had to play it.
We had to play it cool because the other half went to the silos tour. I think you'd be remiss to not mention that I made buttons, old-fashioned buttons. Remember with the stick pin? We wore buttons around that had grown-up field trip in the Magnolia background. We were our cutest selves.
Yeah.
And so we had fun. I mean, I assume everybody said they had a ball. Everybody wanted to go again. We had 26 people. We shopped. I'll tell you what I got when we get to our what we're sidetracked by.
We – ate lunch at their restaurant.
Magnolia table. We had biscuits. Oh, they were good.
Really good biscuits. Yeah. I think all in all. And then people got cupcakes. I mean, they have done a great job of creating a brand and selling all the things, like creating a whole experience. So way to go them. And then are we going to even mention the fact that about what happened yesterday?
Well, so when Cynthia texts Heather at 7:15 in the morning and says, call me, Heather's like, what? I'm like, you got to call me immediately. I woke up. So I put a post. You can go to my social and look if you don't follow me. But I basically put I posted like we had so much fun at Joanna Gaines, at Chip Gaines, la, 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 blah, blah, blah. Put some pictures. Joanna Gaines, everyone, moment of silence for the fact she commented on it. So excited that she went. Okay, she commented. That's enough right there that like.
What's the over under on the fact that it's her? Because you said it happened at midnight.
At midnight.
She has 13 million followers. Most people I know with that many followers, I don't know anybody with that many followers, has like a social media team.
I would have, I'm sure she has a social media team, no doubt, because she puts on a lot of, there's like very professional photo, things, but I just have got to believe, and I don't know, but I choose to believe, and nobody will steal my joy, that at midnight it was her, and that she commented, and then as if that wasn't Magnolia greatness, she reposted one of the pictures from it. And I was like, well.
In her story.
So we're best friends now. Like, right? Is that the only logical deduction?
Basically. I think so. And I think, too, like, the likelihood that you have overlap, that maybe it ended up showing up to her more, because you probably, if you both went to Baylor, have people you'd have in common.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's been 24 hours, and she hasn't called me. I mean, I'm just going to say that, but there's still time. She's busy, you guys. Like, there's still time for us to be best friends.
Summer. She's got all her kids home.
I know. But right as of this moment, 67,000 people have viewed my post.
Oh my stars.
67.3.
With my dumb Jack Nicholson picture.
And Heather, I posted the last picture as Heather, like peering out of a shower curtain. She looks her worst self, and it's hilarious.
It's like The Shining.
67,000 people have now viewed this. Now, if by context, everyone, just so you know, the one before that my post before that had 2,000 views. The one before that had 9,000. So. That's where we are, everybody.
You're saying there's more.
I did DM her. I'm gonna read you the DM and super trackers because it could be embarrassing, and I feel like you probably are gonna be like Cynthia.
I tried to coach you.
She did, and so we can talk about that in super trackers. But okay. I don't know. I told Mike.
Go ahead.
Well, I told Mike that morning. I said, I need you to know that I'm hiring a painter today and we're going to touch up the house. Like, it's probably going on the market soon as my guess. We're moving to Waco. And he's like, come again. And I was like, well, I'm probably going to go work for the Gaines. And he was like, well, that's going to be tricky because my law firm's here. And I was like, well, then it seems that we have to agree to disagree on how this plays out. So, I mean, I would say like, we might need a prayer chain because if and when she reaches out, I'm probably going to have to go to Waco and go work for the Gaines. So that's where we are, everybody. Did you hear that truck go by? It was so loud. And that's because I still don't have a window in. Thank you, Abby.
Abby.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for going, Heather. It was so fun. Thanks for going. Thanks for sitting in the front and chatting me up. I'll talk.
I feel like you have learned some like lessons from it and what you'll do next time. That maybe you'll share in Super Trackers. But all in all, I mean, I am impressed. Like you kept a pace that my pace of how I exist, we would have not gotten back to Dallas until the next day.
Yeah. No, I kept us moving. And everyone's like, I feel so bad. You didn't have fun. You were. And I was like, no, that's what I thought. I'm on it, man. And I loved it. And guess what, you guys? They bought me the cutest. I'm in line to buy something. I'll talk about it in a second. And I'm like, I see a Christmas ornament. And I haven't passed by a Christmas ornament on a trip in 25 years. And so I pick it up and Heather's like, nah, don't get that. You don't want it. It's so bossy butt. I'm like, I kind of do. She's like, no, you don't. Okay, I guess I don't want the Christmas ornament. Well, they had bought it for me and everybody signed the bottom of it. Stop it. And it's like the silos.
It's an ornament of the silos. It's like an antique looking. Yeah, it's so cute.
It's so cute. And they all sign the bottom. So
that was
Danielle. Here's the deal. I'm just going to shoot straight with you, Heather. We talk about this all the time. People are like influencers of sorts are taking cruises to Alaska with all their followers and all these things. We couldn't get 10 people to a cookie decorating night a couple years ago. So we were like, well, that ain't happening. But a bunch of you did reach out and say, I want to go. I wish I could go, whatever. I do think someday we could do a grown-up field trip if we can get enough interest, and that would be something fun. You come to Dallas for the weekend, whatever. We'll do it something here, but we could do it. I would drive the big van for you guys, okay?
Well, I do think when you get to 26 people, the reality of you interacting with all 26 is impossible.
Yeah, I didn't.
I think I probably was with like 3 or 4. Like there are people I knew really, really well that I barely talked to the whole day.
Yeah.
So I think that it depends on the kind of experience. If you want to be part of a big group and hang out with 3 or 4 people, that's what you need to do. But if you just want to hang out with your 4 best friends, just plan your own field trip and do it. Like this is your push. Can I tell you, you did grandma camp and then you did the shower Father's Day. Okay, the night before Father's Day, yeah. Quaid and Bruce went to an 80s cover band.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm. Here in Dallas. And then it's so close that I dropped them off. I picked them up so they didn't have to worry about parking.
Because you live in the cool part of town.
I do live in the cool part of town. So I am headed to pick them up. They're waiting outside. And a lady comes up to Bruce. So wait, I've got to look at my notes because I wrote down how he told me this story. He said he and Quaid were talking about which countries in Africa were conquered by Spain.
Wow, that's a real – if anything's going to get the girls coming towards you, it's talking about that, right?
And this lady walks up to him and says, you are the most handsome man in the world.
Oh, good Lord. And he's so – Bruce, you are handsome, but she had to be inebriated.
I think – I'm just guessing given the context, but they're talking about the world. They're talking about Africa, and he discovers that he's the most handsome man in it. What are the odds?
And I mean, right before
Father's Day, his ego was – he was feeling good.
He came in hot. He's like, yeah, I am. Yeah,
I am.
He
was feeling
like he has a little good swag in his step. Yeah. Well, listen, between that and apparently Kate hitting on Quaid, the McFadden men, they are getting pumped up over there.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
I think I was looking for the word hyped, but I couldn't think of the right word. What's the right word?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, I think Bruce is a handsome man. And
Silver Fox.
I might say in that zip code. I'm not sure I'd say in the whole world. But who am I to say, Heather?
I'm going to get him a shirt. Most handsome man in 75206. I mean...
When I was talking to Melissa Radke for my podcast the other day, did I tell you this? When I said something about her being a local celebrity, she goes, I'm sorry. I am big enough now that I like to call myself a regional celebrity. So I would say that Bruce right now is a local. He's the most handsome guy locally, but it could become regional.
It could. If he gets too close to Matthew McConaughey, it gets tricky.
You can't get close to Austin. That's tough.
No, we got to stay here. Do you want to get sidetracked?
Yeah, what are you sidetracked by?
Okay, so we know it's Prime Days because everyone's telling us. Literally everyone's telling us.
Yeah, I got a problem. Anything I've thought of wanting, if I'm like, I think I need some Vaseline. I mean, I don't know who needs Vaseline anymore. I'm like, I bet it's on sale. Let me look it up. I mean, everything. Mm-hmm.
I have definitely dropped some dollars on Amazon this week. And even today, it was like I saw a 10 F1 cars, Lego cars. My son's Knox is really into F1 lately. And I'm like, okay. Oh, does he need that for Christmas? Should I just get it now? Like, no, just settle down. Anyway, but, and these won't, I don't know if these will be deals by the time you get them, but I did buy it and I just looked it up and it's not even a deal. So I don't know, but it's cheap. It's a dupe. It's a dupe of the Bauble Bar necklace.
Yeah.
That's all the different colored. And I liked it because it wasn't as circular and bubblegum. It's a little more oval. And I liked the colors better. They were less like primary and more like my spring colors. And it came in and it's really nice. I like it a lot. I will wear it this summer for sure. And then Sherry, when she was on the grown-up field trip, she's like, I love this purse. It is the perfect size. It zips if you travel in Europe, which I don't. But if you did, your passport fits real nice in here.
And I do. Must be nice. I have.
And then a friend, she just posted it too, that her daughter is in Europe and has the exact purse. But it's a dupe of the Longchamp purse.
Longchamp.
Longchamp.
Longchamp. Longchamp.
Nope.
Longchamp.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay.
So they have different colors. I think the navy's really nice, like a brown leather.
Blue.
Anyway, it's very reasonable. Both of those are like $13, but.
I love them both, but I like that chunky necklace. That's a, and I hate the word chunky, but I really enjoy that.
It's not just, overly big too. Like I'm not supposed to wear big jewelry. And some of those, it seemed like I just took a bunch of bubble gum and I put it on a necklace. Yeah. This doesn't look like that.
I'm going to order one. Which one do you think is my colors? Should I get the multi?
I got the multi. What are you sidetracked by?
At the moment I'm sidetracked by Vaseline. I just asked ChatGPT if people still use it. And they said, yeah, to protect minor cuts and scrapes and to prevent chafing and sometimes for chapped lips. Oh, and diaper rash. Did y'all know? I mean, who knew?
Do you know what I used it for growing up?
What?
I got so many bloody noses. So many. Like my nose would start, I was at a piano recital once and it just started bleeding on my hands.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting. But before I would go to sleep, I would put some Vaseline on a Q-tip and kind of put it up in my nose to kind of help it heal so I wouldn't get a bloody nose in the middle of the night.
Sorry I asked.
Yeah. so y'all have kids who get bloody noses.
Reducing friction. No.
No. Not going to say that. Ma'am. Okay, what are you sidetracked by?
I am sidetracked by, the first thing is on behalf of my daughter. I'm actually not, but she is. Dr. Pepper Zero has a coconut right now. Oh. Dr. Pepper Zero, coconut. And I don't know if coconut cream, something. And so Kate's kind
like
of
a obsessed. Dirty Dr. Pepper, but yeah. Zero.
And Kate's kind of obsessed. And so we went to the store and she was like, we got to see if they have it. It's Market Street here in Dallas. And they had it. And they had him like, I don't know, 3 for $15 and whatever. We got him. Well, everyone drank him. I didn't because, you know, I'm loyal to what I like. But everyone, we had come. People are always over here. You know how it is. Well, yeah. Then we couldn't find him. And then when we did find him, they were like $10 a case. And then the more people I talked to, they're all like, oh, my gosh, yes. Can y'all find it? Have you seen the Dr. Pepper Zero? It's a whole thing. And they're obsessed. And now, you know, as we've been talking about, we have a lot of people in our house. And Monday nights, we have Mahjong over here, you know, with college kids and just a lot of people coming and going in our house. Kate hides the Dr. Pepper Zeros from the drink fridge and goes and puts them in other fridges and behind things. And it's a whole thing. So Dr. Pepper Zero coconut is the first thing on behalf of Kate. If you are, it's Zero is the one she likes. You might try it.
Okay. Tell me your second thing.
Okay. My second thing. Why did you do two? Was your second one?
I did two.
First?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. My second one, and for no particular reason, but I just thought of it because I used this yesterday. My friend Marianne, shout out, that is fashionable and fabulous in all the ways when it comes to makeup, hair, all that. She told me to get this Natasha Denona. And if I already told you all this, sorry, just
you
whatever.
Didn't. I've never heard
Natasha
of it.
Natasha Denona Mini Starlet Palette. It's an eyeshadow palette and it's different shades of browns and pinks and whatever. And it's kind of one of those that they say everyone can use and has dark light.
Yeah, I like that.
It's
good.
Really, and so I got it at like Sephora or whatever. I think I had to order it. I don't think they had it in stock, but it's like $30 and it's just like the perfect summer palette. And you can like use the darker colors and make your eyeshadows look a little bit more like dressed up, or you can use the lighter ones every day. But I really like this. And so I used it yesterday and I was like, I'm going to tell everybody that. And with that, I'm going to tell you that, you know, I got those Ipsy bags and I switched to a maroon or it's eggplant or I don't know what color that is. But it's a eye pencil. What's that called? Eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
And it looks really good with that. And I am a big fan right now of going with a more plum eyeliner. I think it.
And what's the name of that one?
The one I have right now is, this wasn't my Ipsy one. I just replaced it. It's Urban Decay. Okay. Oh, Glide On Eye Pencil. 24/7 waterproof, long lasting. I don't know really why I'm saying it in that voice, but better. I am. So yeah. Those are my two things, that eyeshadow palette and Dr. Pepper Zero. What's your third?
So I went to our book club and my friend Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
I tell her she needs to create an Instagram account called Kelly Saves because she always finds the best deals. And her wreath on her door, your wreath was amazing too with your really great ribbon that you got in Tennessee.
John Mark.
Hers was so cute with this. It had the greenery behind it, right? Like you get at Target, like square or circle, however you want to do it. And then she had a big red and white striped bow. And it was from Lowe's. I would never think to go to Lowe's. Like a burlappy looking. Anyway, it was real cute. And then she had this like garland beads that had a little like 4th of July hat, you know?
Yes.
And a little like tassel-y thing in the red, white, and blue. She had that on it. Dollar Tree, $1.50.
Really?
And the two together looked adorable. And I was
Did you take a picture for us?
I did. And I'm linking to both. And so for like $22, you have adorable. I don't know. Put it in. Save it for next year. It won't be 250th, but it'll be 251.
Right. And if there's anything that, you know what? I think the Europeans would agree with that. For your 250th, you deserve nothing more and nothing less than the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
When you get 100%. To 5,000, talk to us then. But right now you throw your Dollar Tree tchotchkes on there and you celebrate your 250 baby years.
Totally. 150%.
Okay. My last one is my magnolia vase I got. Remember, well, you were with me because I couldn't decide. I went back and forth. And it's called the Oversized Crackle Hugo Vase. I don't know who comes up with Joanna's names, but I want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And it's this big old vase that looks cracked and all. It kind of has that Pottery Barn vibe. And so this is how they get you, as Heather told me. As only Heather can steal my joy in the moment.
She's like, look and see how much it costs. That thing's heavy.
So I'm like, Heather, it up. Pick that up. How much pick is that it? Up.
So I lift it up. There's a lady that works there. She's like watching me. Like if she drops that thing, I wasn't sure how much it would be, but I thought based on everything else I've seen, it's going to be a lot of money. And I said, how much are you willing to pay? And you said anything under 150.
Mm-hmm. And it was, I'm looking online. Does it say, how much was it? 74?
72, I thought. Maybe not.
Yeah, something like that. In the 70s. And so I was like, I mean, winner chicken dinner. Like, okay, so I need you to realize there's Cynthia who's like, yeah! Like, I'm not an Enneagram 7, but I lean that way at times. Like, yes, let's get it. This is a deal. And then you have Eeyore here who's like, well, what are you going to put in it? And I was like, well, they have these Eeyore.
That's my character.
You're that literally not Eeyore.
No, I am. 100%. I will own it.
So Eeyore. I love it when I crack myself up. Eeyore says,
you're like Winnie the Pooh with your big pot of honey.
That's what the cockroach said. If she'd only been on Ozempic. If only. So Winnie the Pooh, I'm like, yes, it's my honey jar. It kind of looks like a honey jar.
It does.
And so you say, what are you going to put in it? I said, well, I want it to look like how Joanna designed it to look. I need these olive branches, which by the way, then Heather handed me an olive branch and she said, symbolically. So she's like, yeah, well, that's the problem, Cynthia. The vase is only $72, but they have these stems. And so one stem was like, how much? Like 18? And she had like 10 of them in there.
Yeah, I'm like, that's $180 worth of stems.
And Heather's like, that's how they get you. You can get the vase. So you know what's real sad? I have the vase. It's sitting here. Nothing in it. Sitting on my office floor. I don't know.
I told you what you need to do. You need to go out to your yard and just find a really cool branch.
She nearly said garden. Go to your garden.
No, your yard. Yes. Okay. You've got great branches out there. 100%. Go to your neighbors who have a magnolia tree and cut some magnolia branches.
I just wonder who you think I am, that there is something in my yard worth cutting and bringing in. Like, there's nothing in my yard. There's weeds. There's a broken window. There's a beehive above in one eave that I haven't dealt with yet. There's a toad that's been on our front porch. There's nothing attractive out there to put in it. So you know what? The next best step is you go to those prime days. Right? And then you start Googling magnolia. No, what's it called? Olive branches. And
did you find that?
I found them. I'm going to send them to you. You can look at them
later.
Are
they terrible?
I think they're good, but I mean, that's Winnie the Pooh screaming it. They're great. I found the exact replica and Eeyore's going to be like, those are terrible.
Terrible.
So anyway, that's my last thing is my new vase that is empty. The end.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to talk about in Super Trackers?
I have a few things. I realize I have an unintentional bias against
me?
Small dog owners.
Small who's?
Dog owners.
Oh, well. I'm fine on that one.
I've got some funny stories that came up while we were at a grad party where the grad was not present. But we were just like retelling college and young adult stories, and I have some funny stories there. And I'm sure so much more will come up because we just don't even know where we're headed when we go to Super Checkers. Do you have anything?
Well, I mean, not really, but you never know where it's going to land. But the one thing, Dorothy, my mom, got pulled over. She's been in trouble with the law. And there's a pretty funny
story. This is not a line.
Dorothy's been in trouble with the law. So we need to talk about that. And then I thought I had something else. I'm sure I will when we get to it. But right now, that's where I am, is aging parents are amazing and very blunt and funny things they do. So I was going to talk about that. And then there might be a little behind the scenes or two of other stuff that's been going on. So been crazy over here, everybody, but it's been good. Favorite summer moment? Do you want to give us that before we go? Heather, wrap us with that. Do you have one? Is it the possum?
Sure. We'll go with possum.
Fine. We'll go with
possum. Do you have yours? Oh, it's probably going to be Sunday.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be baptism, everybody. Yeah. So, I mean, that'll be it. So, okay. I'm going to Toy Story 5. Okay, everybody.
You're
going to
go? Kate said she was going to take JB. And I was like, is your mom going to go? And she said, no, she doesn't go to those things.
We have tickets at the D-Box, which I don't think that's something you can say on public radio. I don't know what I don't know what a D-Box is, but I've been told. So we can discuss that too.
Okay.
So that's all it. Right. Hey, Super Trackers, go to
Sci-Fi. If you want to become a Super Tracker, if you're like, man, I miss y'all on the weeks you're not in my feed. Guess what? We can pop in your feed on those off Fridays. You just become a Super Tracker. Go to sidetracked.supercast.com. And for $6 a month or $60 for the year, you can be getting extra episodes in your inbox on the off weeks. And I think last week's Super Trackers was pretty funny. So.
All righty.
You'll get all the past ones too. Like, somebody messaged us and she was like, I just became a Super Tracker and I'm catching up. And she had all these different thoughts from previous episodes.
Yeah, she's like, hey, when you said back in August, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow, we're really going back to the archives. So, yeah. All right, Heather McFadden, I'll see you later.
Adios. Happy 4th of July.